With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The College Football Experience Liberty Flames 2.0 episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. Brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State. And you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Liberty 2.0 season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. Woo! And look, it wasn't. We needed more than just one episode. All right, on the Liberty Flames, a team that almost ran the table last year. A 1-point loss to NC State when they were kicking a field goal to win got blocked. Or they would have been undefeated. So I said, hey, I got to get out there. I got to talk more Flame football. This is one of the most exciting programs in the country in my eyes. So I reached out to Chad Hassan of seaofred.com, covers Liberty football, Liberty sports, I believe. So we're going to have him join the show. But I mean, look, I got to cue the Dundee music. If anyone knows Liberty football, it will be him. But I mean, I can do this all day. Liberty, the Flames. Yes, we've already done one episode, but they need two episodes because what Hugh Freeze is building with Malik Willis is something special. This is a team that has a chance to run the table this year. I'm not picking it, but I'm saying they have a chance based on their talent. Yes, they have tough games against, you know, Ole Miss in Oxford and Louisiana. An Army and Syracuse in that dome. But I think Hugh Freeze is one of the best coaches in America. And I think, you know, people down there in Lynchburg, Virginia, gotta be excited about the future of Flames football. And I'm excited to sit back and watch them this year. I really think they're one of the most interesting teams in college football. And we're about to have Chad on and talk that. So with no further ado, here we go. He's calling in right now. Joining us on the College Football Experience podcast is creator of seaofred.com, Liberty graduate and Liberty fan. I give you Chad Hassan. How are you, Chad?
Hey, man. I'm doing good. I am a contributor, and my main guy, John, founded the site. But yeah, seaofred.com is where Liberty's main source for independent coverage of the school and the athletics. So seaofred.com. It's good to join you all the way out in, I guess, Los Angeles. Pretty cool.
So first 5 seconds, I'm screwing this thing up already, right?
No, you're all good, man. Hey, I'll take it. I'll take credit.
Yeah. So look, Liberty, the college football world finding out about Liberty at a really fast rate. We had the Turner Gill years, as he brought the program up. And then, now, I mean, coming off of a magical season, I call it what you want with COVID or whatever. The point is last year getting wins against Syracuse, Virginia Tech, Coastal Carolina, probably should have beat NC State, but, it didn't work out. Where are you thinking state of the program wise? You gotta be happy, right?
Oh dude, man. First of all, winning is kind of like addicting. Like we had never won at this rate, and we won last year, and our expectations have just gone through the roof, and everybody's kind of talking about, you know, can we make a New Year's Six bowl this year? And it's like, wait, last year we were just happy to be there. So looking back on last year, we're just happy to be there, man. Like, we had never experienced anything even remotely close to that in our school's history. So we were loving it. We were all riding the wave and just kind of enjoying it. Yeah. Super thrilled, super happy. You know, I don't know if it was just a shot in the dark, like a, you know, a one-time thing, but you know, Hugh is the man, and he's got the program rolling with recruits and stuff. I mean, it's like what he did was with a 50%, in his words, 50% FCS roster. And right now this year, he classifies his roster as 80% FCS. So, or 80% FBS. So he's got more talent this year than he had last year. It's just kind of wild. So yeah, just a cat happy doesn't even explain it. We were basically like, is this happening? Is this real life? When we saw our name in the top 25, we were like, is this like top 25 NCCAA? Is this the real thing? Like, is this like, what is this? So yeah, it's surreal. It still is kind of wild. When you were talking about those teams, we beat Virginia Tech, Syracuse, Coastal. It kind of brought back I got some chills, man. It was an awesome season. One that I'll never forget. And if we don't repeat that anytime soon, I will rest on those laurels for sure.
Well, I think you can repeat that, but we'll see. We'll get into this. But I think overall, Hugh Freeze, look, say what you want about him. We've all made mistakes in life. And I think, you know, we should just acknowledge that the guy's one of the best coaches in America. Ask Nick Saban how Hugh Freeze was going at Ole Miss, when that was always a thorn in Alabama's side. I think he's a great X's and O's coach. And really, when you look at this team and what he's bringing back, even if it's 80% FBS and 20% FCS, I don't care. You got Malik Willis. This guy was recruited at Auburn. I mean, he went to Auburn, lost the job to Knicks. They get Willis, Heisman hopeful. I know that they're probably not likely to give it to a group of five, but still, I think he's as electric as they come at that position. And returning your whole offensive line, Josh Mack at the running back spot, your receivers are back. Yeah, you know, the tight end Huntley's back. What's the glaring weakness on the offense?
The glaring weakness, honestly, we return 10 out of 11 starters on both sides of the ball. So the one spot that we actually lose a starter is the outside wide receiver, the X guy, the guy that can just go win balls and, like, you know, your fade Randy Moss, big body wide receiver. We're missing that. We had CJ Yarbrough. He actually just left the program early. He wanted to go into the military, and you know, that's what he did. So he's the only starter we lost. We have a couple of guys. He was hurt last year, so a lot of the time, so we really didn't get to see his talent. But that's actually the biggest question mark, is outside wide receiver. Everybody else is back. We actually upgraded the running back room with a transfer from Utah that is in practice, looking better than anybody we have on our roster. But you know what, dude? There are some rumors right now that come fall camp, our roster is going to be loaded with a few transfers of Malik Willis caliber. There's a few guys out there. One is an outside wide receiver that is easily the most talented guy on the roster if he shows up in the fall. I think they're kind of keeping it quiet because of, you know, the guy has a little bit of a checkered past, and you really don't want to bring out a big announcement, hey, I'm going to this school, and have all that brought up. I think he's just going to kind of slowly slide into the roster and be on the team. So as far as weakness, it's outside wide receiver, but I think that Hugh recognized that really early and kind of pulled another Malik and got an outside guy from a Power Five school. And the guy I'm talking about was a top 10 NFL draft pick. in his class at one point. And now he is, he's been through a couple of schools and he's going to land at Liberty this fall. So, dude, our offense is going to be so high powered, but let's make no mistake about it. It doesn't matter if it's you calling play. Like, Malik is great. Malik is considered the greatest of all time at Liberty. He's, you know, I agree with you. He's not going to win the Heisman because of G5. He's a phenomenal player. But the point I'm trying to make is it doesn't matter who the signal caller is. You could be calling, you could be taking the ball on the snap. I could be running routes. If we're in Hugh Freeze's offense, we're going to be putting up numbers and we're going to be winning some games. So the talent is there, the roster is there, but that man on the sidelines calling the plays with the headset on, that's what gives me a lot of confidence that this offense will put up some points.
Yeah. I mean, first off, I'm excited about this transfer. I also see you guys brought in linebacker Casey Seegers. This guy was, you know, originally signed with A&M. I think that is what Hugh Freeze is essentially doing, finding ways in the transfer portal to do this. Some of that roster is still FCS. So I really enjoy watching the progress. And I really think, defensive side of the ball, you look just as good to me as the offense. I think they're going to be better on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, I just don't see the glaring weakness on this team. What would you say, like, if you were, you know, had to pick the glaring weakness on this team? I know you kind of hit on it with the wideout, but if you got one coming in, and I know that's not official yet, so maybe we could circle that. But what is there any other spot that you would like to see that you say, I don't know?
Yeah. It's linebacker. Linebacker is the overall, like you just mentioned a guy, but he's a freshman, unproven. We got a Rashad Harding from, I believe he was from Louisiana Monroe. He started there, was great there. He's a transfer in. And we got a couple of fresh, young freshmen. And we've also moved a safety down to linebacker. So we're trying to build up that linebacker room, but we did lose one starter at linebacker. He declared for the draft and had 1 year of eligibility left. So we're trying to fill his spot. But even last year, it was kind of like one of those things. It was by committee. We didn't really have anybody to hold it down. We were very lucky not to have too many injuries in that room. So yeah, it's linebacker. If you're looking at the squad and you're an outsider and you're kind of like, or even the insider, we don't know yet until fall camp comes, we see that depth chart. We're all kind of concerned about linebacker, to be honest with you. And that's no slight at the guys that are there, but we know last year that they kind of piecemealed it together and had a good season. They had a great play caller. Defensive coordinator is brilliant, just like Freeze. So, but yeah, it's linebacker for sure.
Okay, something to circle there, something to watch as we go along here. Now, Vegas sets this win total at 9. Look, blindly, I think the over, because I'm like, okay, yes, Syracuse is back on the schedule, and you have a brutal end to your season. But I call me crazy. I just think blindly, this is an overplay.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not gonna make too many friends in the Liberty community here, but look. The preview magazine that A Sea of Red put out, all four contributors said 10 wins or more. So 10, they got a couple guys say 10, a couple guys say 11 wins. And here's when you say biggest weakness, it's not our roster. Our biggest weakness is exactly what you and I started talking about. Last year was like our first time being there. We had no idea. It was kind of like we were riding this wave, this high. And this year, can we find that same underdog mentality motivation? We were 10-1. We beat Coastal in a bowl game, finished 17th in the country. Can we find that same grit, that same determination that I think in college matters a lot more than it does in the NFL? So, you know, I'm taking the under. I'm taking 8 wins, maybe 9, but that's a push. I'm taking 8 or 9 wins just because some of the teams we have on there, I mean, we could finish the season playing 3 top 25 teams in Louisiana. I believe Ole Miss, Army could be up there. And then even some of our weaker teams, look at an in-state team like Old Dominion. They didn't play last year. They got a new coach, Ricky Raines, who everybody is raving about. They constantly beat us in recruiting and over the last few years, at least not this year, but in the last few years, they've got better talent than we do overall. They got a brand new coach. They didn't play last year. They're going to be hungry. It's an in-state rival. I mean, everybody's circling that as a win, and Liberty's probably going to be a couple of touchdown favorite, maybe like a 13-point favorite, but I'm not, you know, that's a coin flip to me. And I think that we have 4 or 5 of those on the schedule. And so if you're flipping a coin four or five times, I'm not so sure it's going to land on heads that many times. And so that's why I'm taking the 8 or 9. It has nothing to do with the roster. I think Hugh Freeze is the best coach in the country. So we might find a way, but we're losing that edge that we had last year where this is like, these guys were the first ever to do this, the first ever to beat a ACC opponent, the first ever to beat a, to ever, you know, be ranked top 25. They had so many firsts that it kind of felt brand new, and that's really motivating to a team. So we lose that. And we also have a lot tougher schedule this year with some teams that, like I said, I mean, like we could end the season playing three or four top 25 teams. And you know, let's take Syracuse as a prime example. We went into Syracuse and basically demolished them last year. They couldn't stop our running game. Look, they still, their roster and their talent level, what they recruit in, their size, their speed is still better than ours. So it's like, you know, did we get lucky last year? Did we just out game plan them? They've already seen Freeze's offense now. They know what to expect. If they game plan a little bit better, does that make all the difference? And that's a game that everybody, again, is everybody circling as a win? I'm not so sure. I think it's a coin flip, just like ODU. So I think we have several coin flips, and I'm not so sure it's going to land on heads as many times as it did last year, just because of the miraculous, magical feeling last year had. I'm not so sure we have that this year. I would love to be wrong. Liberty fans, if you're watching this, I'll be at every game screaming as loud as I can to win every game and just kind of pushing the program. But with my wallet, I'm taking the under.
Interesting. I mean, look, you make a good point, though. It's a little different when you are now the hunted. And
that's right.
Coming in, if you're the ranked team, and I do think Syracuse, I'm not ready. Gun to my head, I would take Liberty to win that game, but I expect that game to be a lot closer. Dino right. Babers is coaching for his job, and people don't realize that last year, he had a lot of opt outs right before the season. His whole secondary, which actually was surprisingly, Syracuse had coming into the preseason one of the top 10 secondaries by a lot of publicists, a lot of experts saying that. And I think he also moved a fullback to guard. It was just a mess of a season for him. And I wouldn't underestimate, I'm not calling for them to be a bowl team or anything, but I just think they're going to be a lot more competitive than what we saw a season ago. And I also think the other game, I think you'll be fine against Old Dominion. I'm worried about the game at UAB. I'm worried about perhaps at Troy. Both those teams, I think, are going to be much better this year. UAB was good last year, so I think it's just going to be a tough game to go down to Birmingham and grab that in their new stadium. That's their season opener, by the way.
That's right.
At the brand new stadium. So, I mean, that should be interesting there. I'm on the over, though, because I believe in Hugh Freeze. I honestly think the guy, I mean, I hope he stays the course at Liberty. I would love to see him do this year in, year out, make you guys a 10 win team or maybe more with the 12 team playoff looming.
That's right.
I think that could be very promising for Liberty fans. If they can retain Hugh Freeze here, but I do believe he is a much difference with X's and O's, where I think he's ahead of the curve. I think he's one of the best coaches in the nation, and I think he'll find a way. I understand your point, though, because I do think someone's going to bite him. I don't think they're going to be undefeated or anything. I do think the Ole Miss, the Louisiana game, the Army game really scare me, but I just think he's a better coach than almost everyone on his schedule. Like the other coaches that he's going against. Yeah, you can make a case for Billy Napier or Jeff Monken or Bill Clark or something, but I think Freeze and especially having Willis at QB. So I'm going to take the over, but I appreciate your honesty. And I think you're in one of these win-win situations there. You take the under, you bet that, and then you have your over because you're a fan. So you'll be happy if you lose your money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I guess part of what I'm realizing just hearing you talk, if I'm looking at a program from the outside and I'm saying, okay, when I'm betting on college football, I always say, okay, who's the best coach? Okay. And that weighs like 80% of my decision. Who's the best coach? The second part of it is who's the signal caller? Who's playing QB? And we are going to march on every single game this year. We will have the best coach and we will have the best quarterback. So I guess I'm a little reserved. Like I said, last year was magical. I've never experienced anything like that as a fan. I'm a Orioles baseball fan and a Liberty athletics fan. We don't win. So maybe it's just me just being reserved and kind of like tampering expectations. I don't know. But like you said, the UAB and Troy's going to be great this year. UAB. And here's the thing with the UAB game. You hit on it, but it's worth mentioning. It is their season opener in their brand new stadium, and they're a very good team. That place is going to be, and this is one, a program that was canceled or suspended however many seasons ago, three or
canceled,
four.
Canceled,
and to be able to come back 3 years later and get a brand new stadium and be a good football program, that place is going to be wild. Those kids are going to be jacked for that. They've accomplished something. That game in and of itself means more to that state and that program and that area than any other game on their schedule, just because of the magnitude of being able to, hey, we came back. We came from the death penalty, basically. So there's a lot of games like that on the schedule. So my reserve, if I'm betting the over under for Liberty this year, I'm with my wallet, I'm taking the under. With my head and my heart, I'm probably taking the over, just because of the two things you mentioned: best coach, best quarterback, every single game of the season. You got to like that, you know?
Yeah. Guys, we're talking to Chad Hassan here. You can check all of his work out at seaofred.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Chad HASSON _. And I get your point. I just think I will say that UAB game, the more you analyze it, the way you said it, when you think about them starting the season a whole month on the road because COVID affected their development of that stadium. So then your opener is in October 2nd at UAB, or, you know, hosting Liberty. And there's a good chance Liberty will be in the top 25 if they can get past Troy in that spot. So that is a hornet's nest. I could totally see you losing that game there. And you make a good point there, but I'm on the over. And go.
All right, I like it. I'm not trying to talk you off of that. You stay on the over. I like it.
I appreciate you hopping on the College Football Experience to talk Liberty football, and we'll have to have you back at some point, Chad. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, love what you guys do. Definitely a fan and listener. So appreciate all you guys are doing for the game. And hey, give me some of those good picks this year, and we'll be even. Appreciate it.
There we go, brother. Take care, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season. Go Flames.
Hey, thanks, man. Go Flames.
Take care, brother. That was awesome. Talking Liberty Flame football with Chad Hassan. He makes some good points, and I understand. I get it. As an East Carolina fan, sometimes I say, no, let's take the under, especially when we had Scotty Montgomery. Or even when you had those really good years, when East Carolina had those really good years, I think as a fan, you're kind of like, I don't think we could do that, but let me take the under. There's now, and he brings up good points. It's completely different when you are, you know, the hunted as opposed to being the hunter. That is 100% true. And with a program that does not have a rich history besides Eric Green, I believe, tight end, Pittsburgh Steelers, right? I get his points, and I think he made a great point with the UAB argument there. I think that all of a sudden is a game that me and Terrell Furman had touched on that some, but now I think, and I do think that Syracuse game could be slippery. I think they'll get past ODU. The Troy game on Saturday, September 11th could be slippery. Besides that, maybe you can make a case that Middle Tennessee, I know they're getting Bailey Hockman, who played well at NC State last year at quarterback. He transferred in. Perhaps Middle Tennessee could be flying under the radar, but I think ULM has got a long way to go. I think North Texas has got a long way to go. Campbell, despite them having Mike Minter's got a nice offense. They're an FCS team. And then UMass is not much, but everything else, yes, I get it. At Ole Miss should be a tough game. And Matt Corral and Malik Willis, that's fireworks right there. Same with Levi Lewis and Malik Willis 2 weeks later on November 20th. So I understand his points, and maybe he's right. It's going to be interesting to watch. He even said it himself. He hopes he's wrong. I'm on the over, though. I know Terrell Furman is on the over. I think NC Nick's on the over. I got to double check, but maybe that's the thing. We're all in on this, and maybe the joke's on us. We'll see. I can't wait to watch Flames football this year. Guys, if you're a first-time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We're breaking down all 130 teams, and we're giving you some. I mean, there'll be a podcast for all 130 teams, but some teams, Boise State's got a second one out. This is Liberty's second one. There's talks, there's rumblings of a Boston College 2.0. We're going to try to bring it to you as much as we can. I love college football and college basketball as much as anyone. So we're going to keep bringing you these episodes. Hopefully you dig them. If you do, please subscribe, tell a friend, and also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Any college basketball fans out there, Liberty, you're really making moves on the basketball court too. Just your whole athletic department's making moves. They've jumped up conferences. They've been really good over the past few years. We will have you covered talking college basketball year round on the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe. But yeah, look guys, this is something where, you know, I just feel like I feel like Liberty could be really good. I'm diving in this anyway. Subscribe to the College Football Experience and tell a friend. And I'm sure we might even have a 3.0 as the season approaches, because I do think they're one of the most interesting teams in the country. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, my co-hosts that are normally with me, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been doing that for over 4 years now. Never had a losing season, picking every game. Also, we've been way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app. Yes, our app, it's downloadable for free from the Google Store, from the Apple Store. Come on, grab that thing, because you'll get our picks. You'll get our contest. We just gave away $1,000 for the NBA Finals free roll. We just had Larry the Cable Guy on. We got some great guests lined up. I'm telling you, get all that for free. Articles for free. Just released top 130 coaches, going through all 130 college football coaches. Win totals by NC Nick for every conference. Terrell Furman also writing a ton of great articles as well. And I just released my top 10 hardest schedules. That will be out probably by the time this you're hearing this episode. So check that out. We give you all that for free on the SGPN app. And you better believe that we're going to give you more of that. Look, so we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm trying to charge you for is your kindness. Can you give us a 5-star review on that SGPN app when you download it? We'd certainly appreciate that. If you do, take a screenshot of that review, find me on Twitter at TheColbyD, and I will send you a College Football Experience t-shirt or College Basketball Experience t-shirt, whatever you want, man, whatever you want, guys or girls. All right. Doesn't matter. It'll be brand new. It will not be from Patty C's closet. That's a guarantee. So please do that at the Colby D on Twitter. Give me a follow as well. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give all of them a follow. And the College Football Experience is now on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Give them a follow. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them a follow. All right, that's enough of the fucking following game here. But yes, check out the Slack channel though, Sports Gambling Podcast. That's a lot of fun too, especially if your job blocks all the cool sites. Just hop in there. We talk all types of sports year round. All right, Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience Liberty Flames 2.0 episode. I'm saying take the over. Well, you know, maybe it depends on the situation. Chad says take the under. I don't know. You decide between us. All right, but you better start thinking about yours. And we are.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.